WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Look Both Ways is the first feature by the award-winning Australian animator Sarah Watt. It's live action, but with bursts of animation. It features Justine Clark as a watercolors painter consumed by visions of her own demise. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Look Both Ways begins with news on Australian TV of a devastating train crash with scores of people buried in the rubble. And references to the disaster come at regular intervals through the movie. This is a love story rooted in the imagination of catastrophe. On a train home, after burying her father, the tousled 40-ish protagonist Meryl, played by Justine Clark, envisions a similar crash, and also a tsunami that swallows her up, sharks that rip her limb from limb, and other worst-case scenarios. Meryl is a painter, and her fantasies take the form of headlong animations that are all of a piece with what she dabs and splashes onto her canvases. Her visions also resemble the animated shorts that Sarah Watt, the writer-director, has been making for 15 years, like delirious, magical, realist watercolors that capture the ebb and flow of female longing as vividly as any films I've seen. When animation is interpolated into a live-action work to plunge us deeply into the inner world of someone who's queerly placid on the surface, the sudden intimacy is breathtaking. It's not just Meryl's inner life on display in Look Both Ways. At an accident scene, another train disaster, smaller scale, in which a man is run over, she meets a lanky photojournalist named Nick, played by William McInnes. Meryl doesn't know what we do, that Nick has just been diagnosed with an aggressive cancer that has begun to spread. Nick has visions too, but they're not cartoons. They're rapid-fire photorealist montages, first of his past life, then of cancer cells breaking off and embarking on their journey into the bloodstream. Nick and Meryl bump into each other a couple more times. You can't, given the circumstances, call it meeting cute. But when he comes into her apartment and looks at her paintings, Meryl senses she has met a kindred spirit.
I've been seeing death everywhere this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Just look at people and I see them dying.
So do I. So do I. I imagine it happening all the time.
Do you see it happening when you look at me? Do you see death?
No.
Well, that's good. I don't even know your name.
Meryl. Meryl Lee, as in gently down the stream.
Oh, right, row, row, row your boat. I'm Nick. Nick McInerney. I don't have a song. But...
Hi. Do you see death when you look at me?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, death. What are you talking about death for? It's not like the good old days when you just ignored the whole concept of it.
You went right out and flirted with it. Well, at least I did.
Well, me too, yeah. Embraced it wholeheartedly. Smoking, drinking.
Taking unidentifiable substances.
Lying down in the back of utes at 100 Ks.
Rugby.
Netball.
Home electrical repairs.
Having unprotected sex. Skiing.
Not everything in Look Both Ways achieves that level of, I can only call it romantic screwball nihilism. Watt has even larger ambitions, and she overreaches. She has crafted an ensemble piece along the lines of Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia, with more characters wrestling with the finite nature of life. A journalist who accompanies Nick to the accident scene, the journalist's pregnant girlfriend, Nick's editor, the driver of the locomotive, the girlfriend of the dead man. In three sequences, Watt cuts from one character to another, while the soundtrack throbs with soulful folk rock songs. It's not that these montages are bad. It's that in context, they seem rather shallow. The scaffolding shows. But the love story between Meryl and Nick is indelible. Justine Clark's Meryl is given to spasms of babbling, followed by spasms of shame, pulling back into herself and pulling down the shades. The performance is funny, nervy, and endearing, and McInnes is superb at playing a frightened man whose paralysis masks itself as diffidence. When they begin to make love, they have dueling visions of disaster. The painters with expressionistic whooshes of color. The photographers with microscopic hyperclarity. The title Look Both Ways has two meanings. To be careful when we cross the street, but also to live with, even embrace the idea that our lives might end at any moment. If that sounds pat, in the telling, it's anything but. In her debut feature, Sarah Watt enlarges our perception of what cinema can do.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. I'm Dave Davies, and this is Fresh Air.